Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place to start, and that's with the news that Mohamed Salah has signed a new long-term deal with Liverpool. Here's how we reacted to the news on my show, of course, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time on TalkSport.
We start with a massive breaking piece of news. Mo Salah has signed a new long-term contract with Liverpool. Confirmation in the last few moments. There's been plenty of doubt, of course, but now confirmed by Liverpool. Mo Salah has signed a new contract.
You've got to think about what this guy's done at Liverpool. The guy's played 254 games, scored 156 goals, assisted 63. That record is incredible.
They're never going to let him go. They would never let him and Mane go. It was either one or the other. The fact that Mane's gone, they can afford to pay him now.
Chucked a load of money at him.
It's absolutely massive for Liverpool. He, like you said, with his numbers, everything he's done for Liverpool, it's like we've just, again, made a signing this summer.
The moment he stepped foot at Liverpool, he has been phenomenal. Mm. And I mean phenomenal.
I don't think he should have signed. I think we should have got rid of him as well. We should have bought maybe Rafinha in, maybe someone right-footed that plays on the left, someone like Diaby, a lot cheaper, a lot hungrier. How many has he scored since Christmas? 6 goals.
Hold on, the start of this season, I'm pretty sure he scored them goals against City where he went past about 4 or 5 people. He scored the one against Watford.
And also, he does now own another golden boot.
Hat-trick against Old Trafford.
As a team player, I don't know, I just don't see it.
His figures are unbelievable, aren't they? 158 goals and 58 assists in 254 games, I think it is, from right wing. You don't get many wingers in the world who score that many goals. You just don't.
Don't get me wrong. I think he's done well. I think he's on
done
the wane.
Well.
Right?
That's nice he's of you. Right.
He's done really well. He's on the wane, though. He's going down.
The fact that Mane left and you're kind of down about that, and then Salah, someone of that quality, re-signs 5 years. Superb.
Let me ask this question. Serious question. Mm-hmm. Are his best years behind him?
No way.
His best years are still to come.
I think he's in his prime right now. So he, next season, he'll go and score over 20 goals again.
You've got a world class player there. You know, he's won everything. I think the only thing he hasn't won at Liverpool is the Europa League.
The thing what he does for Liverpool right now is, I know everyone can say, "Oh, is he good or is he bad or is he aging?" That's irrelevant because his stats are showing where he is at the moment. But what it does show to everyone out there who's coming to that level, that Liverpool are willing to take them players on now.
The way he's going now, he could easily become one of the best players ever to wear a Liverpool shirt.
But if you had the choice to lose one or the other, unfortunately, Mane was going before Salah.
Do you think all Liverpool fans feel like that?
Yeah.
Mo has been probably one of the best players in Premier League history since he's come back.
He is.
I don't know about that.
Of course he is.
He's not one of the best players in Premier League history.
Yes, he is.
You know, he's a winger, effectively. And look at his stats, look at his goals, his assists. There's no one out there that can do that. Like Bentley said, he's a phenomenal player. And every Liverpool fan should be happy.
These are the goal scoring seasons, right?
Okay.
32.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
19.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
23. What are you supposed to do with them numbers? It's phenomenal.
Salah again dancing into the box. He's taking on all comers. He's gone behind. Past Kravkar. End up on his backside.
What a goal! It's magnificent from Mo Salah. He's as mesmerising as Messi, as ruthless as Ronaldo. Magic Mo Salah.
I mean, for Jurgen Klopp and that Liverpool squad and Liverpool kind of fan base, they must be absolutely delighted with this.
Now, another huge bit of news that broke on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, was that of Derby County's future, and of course it's now been secured after Closed Developments completed their takeover of the club. They have exited administration in time for the new season, and here's how it all unfolded on TalkSport.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it ends a long, long period for Derby. Been really disappointing. The points deductions, relegations, obviously Rooney's left. But listen, it gives them now a sense of direction. They know what they're going to be doing next season. I like the fact that the owner, I mean, is apparently a massive Derby fan. Like, he loves the football club. He's part
That's
of
important to the fans.
I think
right?
that is important to the fans. Like, so he understands it like, more than most. But the fact that this is over, I'm happy about that. I'm really happy for Derby County Football Club.
Do you think if this would have happened maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Wayne Rooney would still be the manager or not?
Maybe. I mean, we don't know that, but maybe. But I just think it's at least now they've got a sense of direction. Because again, going into next season, they didn't know what the money they had to spend, who's the manager. But we know that Liam Racine is going to be the kind of interim manager. I hope he gets a job because I think he's more than good enough. But yeah, great day for Derby County getting bought now.
Just quickly, the breaking news one more time. Derby County have confirmed the takeover is now complete. The new owner, David Clowes, has penned an open letter to supporters. I'll read it to you. He says, alongside my team, I'll be doing everything in my power to make Derby County safe, secure and successful for many generations to come. It is with an immense sense of pride that I write to you, having finalised our agreement to buy Derby County and then 9 months of uncertainty and fear over the club and our future. As a lifelong supporter, I could not stand by as a risk of losing Derby County became all too real. Your support throughout some difficult times has been inspirational, and we intend to build on that loyalty. My focus now is to stabilise the football club in every department and make sure we have the foundations in place for success, however long that takes. And finally, he says, alongside my team, I will be doing everything in my power to make Derby County safe, secure and successful for many generations to come.
We've seen it too often with the likes of Bolton Wanderers. We don't remember what happened to them. Obviously, unfortunately, you know, Bury are not as big a club as Derby, but we've seen what happened to them going out of business. I would hate that type of happen to Derby because it's such a great football club with great people that are associated to that club. But now they've been taken over. It's about what happens on the pitch now. It's about them their focus has to be
get straight back up
because that League One's tough. They put arguably one of the biggest sides in that division.
Yeah.
But there are some big teams down there. But the fact that they've got somebody who's taken over the club, that now gives Liam a chance to see what players does he want to bring in, who they can let go, what contracts they can give up. That's huge. It's huge for Derby County Football Club.
Now, elsewhere, FIFA have announced that semi-automated offside technology, whatever that means, will be used at the World Cup in Qatar later this year. Tracking cameras and a ball sensor will allow alerts to be sent to the officials. Shortly, we'll hear from Moni Simon Jordan and the former England defender Danny Mills. But first, here's chairman of FIFA's referees committee, Pierluigi Collina.
The objective is to have a very accurate technology, something similar to goal line technology, which offers a very, very high accuracy.
What's happening? A sensor placed inside the ball is going to send data to the VAR room at a rate of 500 times a second, allowing more precise detection of the point at which a player kicks the ball.
When you put lines on the pitch and they're on the floor,
but
you've got someone stood at 6 foot tall and you've got a 3D image, you can't tell whether it's knee, whether it's elbow, what it is. If you have that waterfall or pane of glass system, you can see, well, actually, that's sticking through, that isn't. That's all they've done, effectively.
And okay.
So why has it taken so long?
Technology is available in every other sport. So why football has to be the last one to embrace it or to do it properly is always something. You know, it took us forever and a day to get goal line technology. And you had Hawkeye in cricket and tennis years before that. And why the biggest sport in the world doesn't embrace it is a different matter.
The goal line technology is praised by everybody for its accuracy. It should be the same for the semi-automated offside technology.
What it does show us now, to be honest, Simon, is that linesmen will become a thing of the past and technology will phase them out.
The match officials are still involved in the decision-making process. The semi-automated offside gives an answer only when a player who was in an offside position plays the ball.
The laws need to be rewritten and tweaked. That would make it far more, because you're still going to get the issues around handball, what is and what isn't, and all that sort of issues.
Why, Danny? We've cracked it. Paulina says it's cracked.
Well, but even
he knows where his armpit starts and finishes.
But that's not about interpretation. That's about specific. When you've got handball interpretations that become subjective, you're into a different space, and we have to adjust the rules. Danny's right. Technology has brought us to a place where the rules have to run concurrent with technology.
The laws are now behind technology. That's laws, the problem.
Now, moving on to cricket, and India fought back from 98 for 5 to end day one of the rescheduled fifth test against England in a strong position. TalkSport's John Norman, of course, has all the details.
An exhilarating day of test cricket continued at Edgbaston with the rearranged first day of the fifth test between India and England. It was England who won the toss, and England decided to bowl first under cloudy skies with rain in the air. And it brought immediate success for the hosts. Both Shubman Gill and Chesh Pujara whittled out before the lunch break as the players then sat back for a couple of hours. When the rain subsided, the wickets continued. Vihari, LBW pots for 20, Kohli inside edging for 11, and Shreyas Iyer caught brilliantly by Billings for 15. 98 for 5 at that stage, and India were up against it. They knew one way to take England on, and that was to counter-attack, Bazball style. Rishabh Pant smashed a century, coming from just 91 deliveries, and alongside Jadeja, put on 222 for the sixth wicket, a record for India in England. Pant was finally dismissed, 111 ball, 146. And when Shardul Thakur was dismissed a few moments after, England were rescuing the day. But Jadeja's still there at stumps, 83. And India will fancy more runs tomorrow, 338 for 7 at stumps.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end the show by looking ahead to tonight's heavyweight boxing clash as Joe Joyce takes on Christian the Hammer Hammer from Wembley Arena. A fight, of course, you can hear live on TalkSport. Shortly we'll hear from his promoter Frank Warren, but first, here's the juggernaut himself.
It's going to be an exciting fight. There's going to be lots of bombs traded and thrown and stuff. We're two big guys.
He's been out for over a year now with his broken wrist. It's his first fight back. Hammer's a tough guy. We know he's going to come to fight. And Joe needs to get this out of the way. He needs to look good and make a bit of a statement and get it, you know, and get over it.
You know, it's a must win for me at this stage. I've got plenty of other fights and, you know, I'm being vocal, like, calling people out because I want these fights.
He's only had 13 fights. People forget that about Joe. That's all he's had as a pro. So to be ranked as a mandatory challenger and number two in the WBC is quite a significant achievement for him. But he can't afford to slip up. He's got to look good, do the business, and set himself up for a big fight in September.
Whether we like it or not, he's into his 12th or 13th fight. Joshua won the world title after 16 fights. Joe's 36 years of age. There's a limited window here for him. You're going to have to move him somewhere along the line. If you've got fights going on elsewhere, when's he going to get a shot? So he's got to be building through bigger names, Frank, hasn't he?
He's going to build and get more experience. I haven't got a problem with that. And add to it, what everybody does forget, you've got the rematch between, which will build again, the rematch between him and Daniel. Joe and Daniel's a big fight.
Yeah, I'm in a good place coming in and I'm ready and excited for Saturday night.
And a reminder, you can hear Joe Joyce against Christian Hammer. It's live on Fight Night on TalkSport tonight from 8 p.m. Well, that's it for another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. I care about that a little. I am back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. on Monday alongside Crystal Palace superstar Darren Ambrose. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast app first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.